This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hageani. During the second and concluding day of the fifth session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Chief Minister Pema Khandu highlighted the state government's progress towards development over the past decade. He praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his leadership, noting how northeastern Arunachal Pradesh is strategically poised for development under his leadership. He noted that previously, when demarcating districts in the state, only one or two development projects were laid. However, today, numerous development projects are being rapidly completed in every district. Chief Minister also noted that the state's economic development is also rapidly progressing, with GDP growth increasing 2.6 times. Road connectivity has expanded in the state under Chief Minister's Comprehensive State Rural Development Scheme. The first batch has been completed in the last 5 years, and an investment of over 3,000 crore rupees will be made for the second batch for 2024-29. The state government is also rapidly expanding tourism. Three bills were passed today, which were introduced in the first day of the fifth session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. The bills are the Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Board Amendment Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Panchayati Raj Amendment Bill 2026, and the Arunachal Pradesh Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. The Localized Sustainable Development Goal Village at Yeksi in Siang District was inaugurated today with the theme Enhanced Livelihood and Poverty-Free Village. This marked a significant milestone in grassroots development and community-led economic empowerment in the district. The LSDG Village Initiative has been funded under the 3% LSDG component of the State-Owned Resource Grant for the financial year 2025-26. The village has been adopted by Tajing Jonom, Director PR, as part of the LSDG activities funded under the SOR grant. Livelihood promotion through piggery farming has been undertaken for 6 self-help groups of the village. Each self-help group was also provided seed money of rupees 4 lakh. This intervention aims to enhance household incomes, generate local employment, and ensure sustainable economic security for the community. In addition, community facilities were established at the Dere, a printer cum photocopier, reusable utensils and safe drinking water facilities have also been provided to replace single-use plastic. The Itanagar Buddhist Cultural Society, Thupten Gatsaling Monastery and Himalaya Suraksha Manch, Arunachal Pradesh, jointly celebrated the prestigious Grammy Award conferred upon His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama at Thupten Gatsaling Monastery, Itanagar. He was awarded Grammy for Best Audiobook Narration for Meditations, The Reflections of His Holiness, the Great Dalai Lama. The event was marked by prayers, reflections and heartfelt tributes, celebrating the global recognition of His Holiness's timeless message of compassion, peace and universal harmony. His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, has so far received 151 international awards, including the Grammy Award. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will engage with students across the country through the Pariksha Pe Charcha program, listen to their problems and resolve them. The program will air tomorrow at 10 a.m. The Second District Task Force Committee meeting on Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao was held at the DC office Tawang. The meeting was chaired by the Deputy Commissioner Tawang, Namgyal Angmo. During the meeting, the District Action Plan for the year 2025-26 was discussed in detail and approved by the committee. Continuing its commitment to deliver citizen-centric government services at the doorstep of rural communities, the District Administration successfully conducted the 8th Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 outreach camp at Komkar Boksang Village in Upper Siang. More than 200 beneficiaries availed various services on the spot. UPSC has introduced clearer and more detailed rules on eligibility and attempts for candidates already serving in the civil services, as outlined in the Civil Services Examination 2026 notification issued yesterday. The revised norms particularly focus on officers from IAS, IPS, IFS and other Group A services, clarifying the stages at which such candidates are permitted or barred from appearing in the examination again. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.